Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your one-hour inspirational programming. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. I certainly hope that you've had a great day today and that you're looking forward to the events and activities of tonight's program. We've got a very exciting one for you tonight. If you're one of our co-hosts, go ahead and press 1 on your dial at this time. I see some of you all already have, because we're certainly looking forward to your commentary tonight. Tonight's topic is, why do we have so many religious denominations? Why do we have so many religious denominations? This is a show that you really, really don't want to miss. We're going to have Sister Marjorie come on early and give us her commercial break when she pressed 1 on her dial. But let me go ahead and welcome Pastor Rowe to tonight's broadcast. Pastor Rowe, it's always an honor and pleasure to have you on each and every show. Thank you for joining us.
Well, it's great to be on, Dr. Walken and all our family with the Blog Talk Radio Show. We got interest in this discussion, and it's one that's close to my heart, and I know that we'll all be able to learn from what is being shared, especially from yourself, Dr. Walker. Back to you.
Well, we're certainly trying our best, and we appreciate all the commentaries that are presented on this show and all of our shows. We're going to have Sister Marjorie, when she pressed 1, to go ahead and give us our commercial break early in the programming. If you're one of our regular scheduled co-hosts, simply press 1 on your dial at this time, and if you're not and you want to speak to the issue of tonight's topic, by all means, ask you to press 1 on your dial at this time, and so you can get into the queue early enough, because we've got a lot of information to cover tonight. And just before we get started, we're going to have Miss Marjorie go ahead. She's one of our primary sponsors, and we're always glad to have her. Miss Marjorie, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Go ahead and give us your commercial break.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. Good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening, Pastor Rowe, and all your co-hosts and everyone on the show. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross. I'm a nurse and a health and wellness consultant. We're one of the most leading companies in the world. We have a lot of health products that may be able to help you. And if you need to get more information about this, you could call me at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. And if you would like to find out more about our business, you could go to betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. And you'll get a lot of information there. So I just want to say thank you and have a good night, and I'll be listening in. God bless you all.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so very much for that. We're going to invite the presence of our programming this evening. Father, we thank you for your blessings, your magnitude of blessings, blessing of this show tonight. We ask that you would be with us. Help us to take more from this show than we bring into it. These and other blessings, we thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Pastor Rowe, let me begin with you and ask this question rather slowly tonight, but ask, why why do you think we have so many religious denominations or so many different religions for that matter?
Well, Dr. Walken, to our audience, I personally feel it's a lack of interpretation. You know, people kind of take the word of God and kind of twist it. Well, it don't mean this and it don't mean that, you know, and religions have come about it. You know, a lot of times the personalities of great of rulers, leaders in different countries, whether it's Buddha, whether it's Muhammad, all these different, you know, it's, you know, they bring it about to reflect the leadership of the people, and they take the description and twist it to something different that it wasn't meant to be. That's my main comment about the reason to get so many different religions. People twist things, you know. They can take one little thing, oh, it don't mean this, and it don't mean that, it don't mean this, it don't mean that. This is what it means, you know, and rulers can definitely sway people to their thoughts and opinions. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right, Gray, if you're just joining us, why do we have so many religious denominations or so many different religions for that matter? We want to hear from you all tonight. Press 1. I want to hear what you think. We have so many different religions, and we're coming from the creation of God, who's an organized God. He's an organized God. And so that being the case, how is it that people are getting, you know, where it's like Pastor Rowley saying, are they really getting it twisted, or are they really going after self-pursuit, self-gain? All right, we'll go to the phone line tonight, and I believe we have 305-510. I believe this is Go Girl. Go Girl, is that you out there?
Good evening. This is Go Girl.
Go Girl, thank you so very much for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you with us. Go Girl, let me ask you, I mean, tonight we got this topic. Why do we have so many religious denominations or so many different religions? In your opinion, why?
In my opinion, it's a matter of, I agree with Pastor Roe, self-pursuit. A lot of people actually agree that having a church is a moneymaker. Besides that, I'll go back and say that interpretation, more so tradition, and we're just involved with our own beliefs. So those beliefs come from what we're being taught. We can go from one area of the world to the other, and apparently the interpretations had to give into some, you know, a lot of these religions. Christianity, in terms of why there are so many, we go with our feelings, we read the Bible, and we interpret it, and we say it for ourselves. I think many people listen to leaders or others without making a educated decision for themselves, without researching. You know, it was something that my mom did. It was something that my aunt did. It was just, you know, I'm part of this church because that's where I am. So I think it's just so many religions, primarily because of interpretation. That's what initially brought it about. And then the traditions of family and people that worship a particular way.
Okay, certainly. We're going to ask you to stand by, Go Girl. We have, we want to hear from you all tonight out there as well. Give us your thoughts. Why are there so many different religions? Why are there so many different religious denominations? I mean, with what has already been said, is it transcended? You know, is it passed down through the generations that if I'm a Muslim, if I'm a Christian, if I'm a Protestant, if I'm Catholic, if I'm Jewish, or whatever it is, could it be that we have taken on that role because our parents may have been that. Pastor Rowe, let me bring you back in here. Sister Marjorie, we're going to get your opinion on this one tonight as well. Now, let's start with Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, could it be that some religions are passed down rather than us doing our own research?
Well, I feel you said it right, and the lady before me had mentioned, used that word tradition, you know, and you said it right, Dr. Walker, it's passed down, you know, people, great personalities, and it can be passed down from strong leaders or strong parents or whatever, so forth. But, you know, Scripture tells us to avoid philosophies, you know, different philosophical thinking, different traditions. We have to avoid it, make sure we're on the straight and the narrow. But it also, so there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. So tradition, philosophy, et cetera, et cetera, it can seem right, but it deviates from the true word of God that God wants us to accept and believe.
Okay.
That's my comments on that, Dr. Walker.
Okay, so Pastor Rowe, while I've got you here, let me just ask you this question. Do you think we all know what we believe or what we've come to accept in terms of our belief that we're just not following tradition or conventional knowledge of that particular religion?
Well, I hear, you know, it's many things, you know, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you the right way. You know, even, you know, strong personalities and leaders can really, really, as my sister that before mentioned, can influence you. And for, I mean, when you're young, you're gullible and you don't really, you accept everything that people say, you know, but when you learn the truth through the powers of the Holy Spirit, then your thought, man, and your attitudes change that, the Holy Spirit reveals, you know, what is true. But I do know, as aforementioned, strong personalities can influence our thoughts, you know,
okay,
and things that have been passed down through tradition. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
That's a very good point. And I want to ask you all just some personal thoughts. Like, I know that the religion that I practice was passed down to me by my mother, who also practiced this religion. But at the young age, as a teenager, I thought it was very important for me. I thought it was very important for me to search for myself to find out, am I going to take part in this particular religion because my mother was this particular religion? Or, you know, could it be that if she got it right or wrong? So I ventured out, and through my theological studies, I searched all the religions for myself. That was part of a class that I had where you had to study the major religions of the world, the major religions of the world. And I chose that class on purpose because I wanted to know, am I practicing as a Christian in this denomination because of my mother? Or am I after real truth? And when I studied the major religions of the world, I concluded, this was just me now, this is just my opinion, and we respect all opinions. I concluded that I believe that the day of worship that my mother chose was the correct day, according to Scripture, from the extensive, I'm not saying expensive, but I'm saying extensive, research that I personally did, and I've come to accept that for myself. So I want to ask some of you all as well. Let me begin with Sister Marjorie. I want to ask you, Sister Marjorie, would you say that you personally are practicing whatever religion or denomination that you're practicing because of the influence that someone had on you, or did you actually research for yourself, as the Bible commissions all of us to do, study to show thyself approved? Sister Marjorie, what did you do?
Yes. Well, what I've done, when I was a young child, my mom, she used to go to Seventh-day Adventist Church, And we used to go, you know, and then go back to church again in the afternoon. Then when I got older, I started going to another church on my own. But I do believe all these things is handed down, as Pastor Roe was saying, from traditional things. You know, it's all handed down. But I think once you get older, you have to make up your mind and go to whichever church that you feel comfortable. You know, because some people, they leave from this place to that place. But I've been in the church that I'm in now. I've been in there for about, let me see, since 1985, you know, so I've been in there for a long time. But I visit other churches and so, but that is my main thing. So you have to really make up your mind and decide where do you feel more comfortable worshiping.
Is that, Sister Martin, I'm going to ask you this question. Is that what we are really supposed to do? So we make it church convenient for us, or do we really have to listen to what God told us, or do we just, God, you know what? I'm just going to kind of do it the way I want to at my own convenience. I mean, so, but isn't he God that have ordered us specifically, Ms. Marjorie?
Yes, but yes, you could listen to what God say, but then at the end of the day, you know, like whichever church, sometimes you go to a church and, you know, you just don't feel comfortable. So you have to be in one that you feel comfortable in, you know,
oh.
Because remember, it's one God, one faith, one baptism, you know. But
okay, so
if
it's
you
about,
go to one, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is it about our feelings? Okay, somebody in the church got on my nerve, so I'm going to another church. Somebody in that church got on my nerve, so I'm going to another church. Is that, it's about a feeling, Sister Marjorie? I'm just trying to figure out, why do we have so many different denominations? And now I'm just trying to figure out, you know, tonight I'm trying to just figure out, are we listening to what God has said, or are we interpreting it for ourselves the way we want to interpret it for our own convenience? I'm confused here. I really would like to know, because I went out, well, no, I'm not confused about what I'm doing. I'm kind of confused maybe with, and I respect all opinions, but again, yeah. I went out to research for myself. Now, I heard you, Sister Marjorie, say you went out and you visited other churches, but I asked you a specific question, and I asked you, did you do anything on your own to research the Word of God for yourself, to study thyself, to show thyself approved, as the Bible said? Did you do what God said in the Bible, or did you just look for the feel-good church? I'm just asking.
No, I do what God said in the Bible. You know, but then, as I said, it is not all about feelings. But if you don't feel comfortable, then, you know, you don't have to stay at that particular place. But I do go by what the Bible say. Not all about feelings, you know, but that's the way I feel. It's not all about feelings, you know, with the church. But, you know, just as I said, with whatever religion you find it more comfortable for you, I think it's an individual thing, then that's the one you could stick to. That's just the way I feel about that.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. We've got a lot to cover tonight. I want to go ahead and bring in Sir Benny. Sir Ben, welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to get to Miss Joyce in a moment. We're also going to get to Sister Marva, who is online with us tonight. We're going to try to get to as many of you all as we possibly can. Sir Ben, welcome to tonight's podcast. And when you're coming in, do you think we have so many different religions? Sir Ben?
Well, good evening. Well, listen, when they went to the upper room and they were there for those great number of days, when they came out, there were all kinds of denominations of people. There were all kinds. And so God uses all kinds of people to get his word across. And so as a result of that, that's why we have a large number of religious denominations. Now, as far as why people go to different churches, so let's be honest and not, you know, try to sugarcoat things. Most people go to churches because of the pastor or the leadership and or the music. And that's what we do. We follow men and leadership and music. We might not want to agree with that, but most people don't join church because of church, because pretty much all the churches are teaching the same thing, the love of Christ. And so Now, you could sit under different leaderships that have different methods of teaching, but ultimately, all churches are teaching the love of Christ. Now, how you decide to choose it is based on one of those three things, if not all three of those combined.
All right, interesting. So when you say, Sir Ben, when you say they went to the upper room, who are they when you say they?
They were the disciples. And so when the Holy Spirit finally came upon them, when they left, all those people that were a part of that, all the people that received that, went out to different locations all over the world. And that's why you have different denominations of people, because God says that his word will be preached and teached into all the world and all the nations. And so you can't have Chinese people. You can't have Russian people. You can't have people from Israel all teaching under the same thing, because they have different nationalities, different ways of doing things. But ultimately, his word is going to be presented to the world. It will be in different factions, different forms, different methods. But see, now here in the States, because we were bought here, we were given certain churches because that was the way of controlling us, and that was a way of keeping us from uprising against other people. So they gave us religion to help keep us in order. But God still said he's going to use his word to go forth into the world.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, because we're hearing information now that, okay, the Chinese people, the Russian people, there's a number of Russian people from my research. Remember, I've done this major studies of the religions of the world, and I've done extensive studies of this to find out, why am I practicing the religion that I'm practicing, and why have I accepted this? Was it because of my mother, convention, tradition? And I believe that my research has taken me to my interpretation of the word of God to say, this is, I believe that I'm following with what God wants, not what makes me feel good, not what so much doctrine that I subscribe to the doctrines of the religion, but what God has orchestrated. We're going to ask you all to stand by just a moment. I want to go to the phone lines. Let's bring in, before we bring in Marva, I want to bring in Miss Joyce. Miss Joyce, welcome to tonight's broadcast. We've got a lot to cover tonight, you all.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. Excited to be here. I can't wait to hear what everyone has to say about this topic.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to, I want to go to the phone lines. I think we have Miss Lewis. Miss Lewis, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you here. Miss Lewis, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Okay, perhaps Miss Lewis.
My phone was on mute. Yes,
okay, go ahead.
I'm so happy to join us. And good evening, everyone. Heard a brother said that where the different religion came in was that they were in the upper room and everybody left with a different religion. But the Bible doesn't really teach that, because the Bible said they were in one place, in one accord. One accord. That means they believed the same thing. And
right.
So when they preached, there were people there from every nation under heaven. And I think that was why God gave them the gift of the Holy Ghost, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, so that they could preach the same word, the same doctrine from the word of God, but in different languages. And so God is expecting them, or was expecting them, to go forward with the same doctrine to every nation would take the same doctrine, not something different. God doesn't want confusion. So he could not have them under one accord in one place and then give them different doctrine to go out. That couldn't be, because God is a God of order and God is a God of truth. So therefore, that's how God is expecting it to go, because they're going and preaching the word. And thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. So therefore, if God's people today were worshiping God in spirit and in truth, they would worship God how he asks us to worship. Because in Genesis 1, God created the heaven and earth. And in 6 days, he made the heaven and the earth. And on the seventh day, he rested. So
all right.
Everybody knows when it's the seventh day. So I think that if you are looking for the true church, you don't look for the true church because you're comfortable with this church or that church. You must be comfortable in the church that God sets up. And Jesus Christ came and kept the Sabbath day. So if I'm going to follow Jesus, if I'm going to love Jesus with all my heart, I need to obey him. Because to obey is better than sacrifice or to feel good or comfortable
right.
in a church.
Ms. Lewis, I know you want to preach tonight, but we've got a lot to cover, and I certainly, I love what you're saying. I really, personally, I love what you're saying because that goes right in line with the research that I've done. You know, is it about feeling good or because somebody got on my nerves or they rocked the boat? It's almost like I'm not studying for myself, but I'm telling you, I needed to find out if I was under the shadows of my mother's religion or did I need to find out, did I need to branch off into something else? And exactly what you said this evening is what brought me to my quest, my dire need to go out and find out what was true. And, you know, you mentioned the seventh day. You mentioned the seventh day. So I traveled parts of the world to find out what's going on. You know, how are these people, and you talk about the upper room, and I agree with what you said. God had them on one accord. They were on one accord. The only thing that separated people was the languages at certain times. But it's like sometimes we're held out in darkness. So when you mentioned seventh day, I went there and I looked at the fourth commandment intensely, and I said, let me look at the geographics and demographics and everything that there is about the sun, and started looking at the sun, the pagan holidays, and all of this stuff was part of my research. And I say, wow, Saturday has to be Sabbath day. That's just my research. And I say, well, why is it that the Sunday, Ms. Lewis, just quickly here, are you saying then that I can't make Sunday my Sabbath day for my convenience, even though it is the first day of the week? And I realize that Constantine, in the year AD 325, changed through the Roman Emperor Constantine, changed the day of worship from Saturday to Sunday in the year AD 325. I did my research. And so are you saying then, Ms. Lewis, that I cannot make Sunday my Sabbath because Constantine was a Roman emperor? But God is greater. What are you telling me, Sister Lewis, in 30 seconds or less?
People can do that. But when Jesus comes and he calls and he separates the righteous from the unrighteous, if I do not do and obey God, he will say to me, you have run well, but who had to hinder you from obeying the truth? That's it, and that's going to be too late. So now is the time when we need to search for the truth. As Pilate said to Jesus, what is truth? And by the time Jesus was about to tell him what is truth, the Bible said he ran out in the crowd because he didn't want to hear. There are many people who do not know what is truth.
Wow.
Find out
wow.
truth. Because if we don't obey the truth from Jesus Christ, we will be lost.
Okay, so the truth sets us free. We're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. Lewis. I want to bring in Go Girl. Go Girl, we're going to bring in Marvin in just a moment. We've got a lot to cover you all, and we're already halfway through this program. Go Girl, I want to bring in. Go Girl, are you practicing a certain religion, and are you that religion because your parents were, or have you researched for yourself? And tell us, like, you know, I believe that Saturday is the Sabbath. I really believe that my research brought me to this, not just because of my mom. What day do you practice and why? If you want to pass on it, we're welcome to that. Go Girl.
Okay, I respect all religions, and I also understand that through my own research, and not just because of my parents, because Lord know I strayed away from a lot of my upbringing, but not to the point where I would not go to church. But in my studies and in my earnest prayers and in keeping with the Bible, Exodus 20th chapter, it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, 6 days we labor and the seventh day is the Sabbath. And I had I had a conversation with a young man recently about that. And we talked about that, and most people do have very strong feelings about that, simply because that's what it's how could I be doing this wrong? How could I be honoring God? How could my grandparents, how could my ancestors have been wrong on this? But remember, we weren't always in control of what we read. We weren't always in control of print. We had priests, just like you said, Constantine changed the day. You have people that say, you know, God rose on Sunday, and so we worship the day he rose again. Mm-hmm. And there's no place in the Bible that says he rose to the new holy day. He simply rose, and he did that because he rested the day before, which was the Sabbath. So it's Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. Well, I take that and say the Bible say in the evening and the morning were the first day. So if we're going with the evening and the morning, then it would have to be in that order. I keep the Sabbath. I do believe that is the holy day of worship. I will not say that others are not worshiping, but when we know better, we're supposed to apply it to our lives.
Okay, so go girl. And I respect all religions just as you do. So I from my research, and just like you're saying, not so much my mother who was in the church, she used to worship on Sunday. She worshiped on Sunday as a Baptist.
Yeah,
and certainly,
my mom did as well.
I'm knocking anybody's religion or denomination. We're not doing that here. I'm just sharing.
Hello? Oh, wow.
Hello?
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 I think you got cut off. Dr. Jesse got cut off. I don't know. Maybe
okay, I'm sorry, you all. It's like what... You know, when you're on a certain path, it's like something comes along and does not want you to get there to bring this out. So,
uh-huh.
As Go Girl was, I hope that she comes back with us. I think she is, yes. So, Go Girl, as you were saying, into study, in my studies, I've come to conclude Saturday is the Sabbath day according to what I interpret the Lord in Exodus, as you mentioned, to for us to do. Not because, and my mother, she used to worship on Sunday. And she said it wasn't until she started researching for herself that she come to find that Saturday was the day that the Lord commissioned to keep holy. And so then and we had discussions on this. So I found for myself, we're going to ask you to stand by. We got a lot to cover tonight, you all. And we apologize for that technical difficulty. Marva, I want to bring you in just quickly here. Marva, what are your thoughts? I mean, has anyone out there, where they thought Saturday was Sabbath and they changed to Sunday, or they thought Sunday was the Sabbath or Saturday was, or vice versa? You know what I'm trying to say. I'm just going fast because we're running out of time. Marva, quickly,
yes,
what are your thoughts?
Good evening, everyone. My mom was a Wesleyan, and my father was a Moravian. And my father was converted to the Seventh-day Adventist Church. He converted all his family because they were just going by what they grew up with. They hadn't studied the Bible themselves and to see what God... And my parents became Seventh-day Adventists They took out their earrings, they stopped eating pork, drinking whatever, and they followed that path until they died. They never.
Wow, okay, we're
going to
ask you this. So are you telling me that, I mean, you're another individual that's saying that your parents, what about you? Is that your practice that Sunday or Saturday is your Sabbath day? Which one is it?
It's Sabbath is my Sabbath day because.
Which one is it, Saturday or?
It's Saturday is the Sabbath day.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're looking, if you are someone out there who also, because I want to just ask this question before we go to the phone lines again and ask, Pastor Roll, I want to ask you because I recognize that preachers can get it wrong, big time, just like all of us can get it wrong, and preachers have gotten it wrong. Pastor Roll, do you think that could have led to we have so many different denominations? I mean, let's just stay in focus with the Sabbath tonight. So, Pastor Roll, do you think preachers could have gotten it wrong?
Well, yes, you know, I think you said the key thing, Dr. Walker, when you say, you know, research and studying, you know, to show, you know, yourself approved. And I think about Paul, he was taught up under Gamaliel, you know, and he was influenced by that until he met Jesus on the Damascus Road, you know. You know, people can become enslaved by what people say in philosophies and things like that. We even find in the scripture where it says, slaves, obey your masters. You know, and you know, submit to them, you know, and that can be we can get into a study about that, you know, to keep us enslaved, you know.
Right.
But as Sister Lewis had mentioned, the truth will set you free. And when they met Jesus in that the upper room experience, you know, the Holy Spirit is the one that brings elucidations and open our eyes and minds to the real
right,
truth.
So I like something that Go-Girl said earlier. She's better. You know, we're supposed to do better, but sometimes it's a transitional process. So, Pastor Roll, I want to ask you, and certainly you can pass the question if you like, what day have you chosen for your Sabbath? And is it because of convenience, or is it your interpretation of the Word of God? And help us with that, if you would.
Well, you know, my studies has been, difference with others, what they believe, you know, on the first day of the week when Jesus was resurrected, you know, the time changed the first day of the week, you know. But I just say to everyone that's on, you know, if your ox is in the ditch, you got to pull it out, you know. So do what's right on whether it's the first day or the seventh day. Just do what's right.
But God, when you say do what's right, and Pastor Roll, this is a specific question to you. When you say do what's right by our own conscious mind or what the Bible tells us, I mean, I go back to what Go-Girl said, and she said, remember, that's the only commandment that has the word remember of all the ten. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor do all the work, but the seventh day. It's the Sabbath. So are we following in our own mind for convenience? Pastor Roll, we're going to ask you to hold on. We're going to go to the phone line. Let's bring Susan in. Susan, give us your thoughts, Susan, on tonight's program. You know, why are there so many different religions? What is your day of worship? If you want to share with us or if you choose not to, we respect that.
Well, good evening, everyone. I chose to worship on Sunday. But since I've been listening to your show and I've done my own research, I believe the Sabbath is Saturday.
Really? Suzanne, so you have worshipped on Sunday, but since listening to these shows, you've done your own research. Is that what I'm hearing? That I concluded that Saturday is the Sabbath?
Yes, I do believe that, but so I chose now. I worship on both days because I was brought up worshiping on Sunday, and I can't seem to get away from that.
Wow. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Suzanne. Let's go to Miss Joyce. Miss Joyce, we're going to hear from you. We got a number of Oh, my goodness. I don't know if we're going to have time to finish this show tonight, you all, but we'll try our best. Miss Joyce, I want to bring you in here. Miss Joyce, why are there so many different denominations? We can't even seem to get, we don't, I mean, it's like now we got Saturday, we got Sunday, which is the first day to the extreme of the seventh day. We got seventh day, now we got the resurrection. And I like what Goat Girl said when she said that Jesus rested. See, I'm thinking that we get it wrong because when we look at Friday sunset, God said, and this is my interpretation, you all, and I humbly present this, the evening and the morning are the first day. So right now, at sunset, it began a new day. Ms. Joyce, before you come in, I want to go to Goat Girl real quick and ask her if that's what she's saying here. Goat Girl, I mean, I'm thinking right now, what is it? Today is what? Friday. What country am I in? United States. So it's Friday. So the sun has set. So I have to ask myself that sometimes because I'm somewhere else. And so it's already a new day. Is that right, Goat Girl? Is that what you're saying as well?
According to the biblical words, then it would be. And I always, you know, try to remind people that Sabbath, because our earth is on a rotation, and
okay.
We have the moon that stays in place. It does not move, but because the earth rotates,
right.
You get Sabbath in Europe before you get it here. However,
you're practicing
on the time that you are aware of. So
right.
What you are aware of is what serves. So he
okay.
didn't say
that
the morning. He said the evening and the morning were the first
right.
day. He didn't say the morning and the evening. So that means.
So go, girl. Are you telling me then? And this is how my research has brought me. It's man who said midnight begins a new day. Is that what your research has brought you to?
Oh, yeah. The day, our days and even the change of the time, that's all economic. It's economical. For,
okay.
You know, long time ago when they didn't have all this electricity and stuff, people would, you know, it was easier for people to get around when it was more light. It's economical. I understand why they did it. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong, but that's what the change of time
okay.
is. It's for economical reasons. Okay.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Go Girl. Miss Joyce, I want to bring you in. Miss Joyce, I'm still trying to get to all of these different denominations. We got one God, you know, through the Trinity. And I don't take God to be confusing. Miss Joyce, what do you think?
Well, God is not a God of confusion. And I think that there's so many religions, per se, out there is because people have different opinions, you know, and then because of the way that they were actually raised. I was raised in a Baptist church. My grandfather was a Baptist preacher. So that's the way I was raised. And as I got older and started to study more, I continued in that religion. But it does say that the Sabbath day is Saturday, according to the Bible, that, you know, God, Sunday is the first day of the week, and God created the heaven and earth in, on the sixth day. After the sixth day, he rested. So that would be Sabbath day. I am just going by what I'm seeing, you know, so that would be the Sabbath day. Now, why people worship on Sunday, I guess it is just their difference of opinion.
Okay. Ms. Joyce, we're going to ask you to stand by. You know, and as you said that, my grandmother, even though my mother did her research and chose Saturday as the Sabbath, my grandmother began to do research herself, and she had been one of these elitists, as I mean, big person in the Baptist church. I mean, she was really, really a, what I guess considered to be a powerful woman in the Baptist church. But my grandmother began to do her own research, as my mother did. And my grandmother came to the realization that when she had to go before her church and tell them that she was no longer going to be a part of the church because they were keeping the wrong, she felt in her heart that they were keeping the wrong day going against the word of God. She chose then to take Sabbath, Saturday as her Sabbath. And, I mean, of course, my mother rejoiced, but my grandmother did it not from the influence of my mom. My grandmother did it because she said, you know what? I've been convicted by the Holy Spirit. We're going to ask you all to stand by. I mean, this is a powerful one tonight, you all. This is the Spirit is just really talking to me, and I'm telling you, this one is a heavy one tonight. Ms. Lewis, I want to bring you in here because I want to, I'm getting some vibes right now, and I want to ask this question as we continue with tonight's program. Do you think it really matters to God? Ms. Lewis, I got to ask this question. Do you think it really matters to God what day you keep as the Sabbath, even though he said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? Does it really, can he like wink on us if we want to worship on Sunday and saying God is convenient? Because that's what my grandmother used to say at first. She said that's the saddest day for us to do our housekeeping and cleaning and run her errands and chores, grocery store, wash, cook, iron, and then a new revelation. So, I mean, should we follow man? Because times have changed and Christ died on the cross. Or do God's Ten Commandments are they still relevant? I'm just asking.
God's commandments are always relevant. They are not 10 suggestions. They are commandments. God wants us to keep them, not to be saved. But because we are saved, then that is why you obey God. Nobody can keep the commandments to be saved. We are saved by grace through Jesus Christ our Lord. But when we are saved by grace, then we obey. Because obedient is the mark of a true Christian. And in the days of ignorance, God winks at. But now he commands every man everywhere to repent and keep God's commandments. Only those, it says in Revelation 14, blessed are those who keep his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. And without are dogs, whoremongers, sorcerers, and many others. So therefore, God is expecting us. He would not give us his commandments to be kept if he did not want us to.
That's a very powerful word. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to pause here and just say to you all, there is nothing greater than love. And we have to keep that in mind. There is nothing greater than love. There is nothing greater than love. And I want you to know that out here tonight. And so, Sir Benny, I want to bring you in, and I want to ask you, Ms. Lewis, thank you so very much for that powerful thought. Sir Ben, I mean, you got people that still now, I mean, and we're not judging anybody on here because it all comes down to your individual beliefs. Sir Ben, if you find that there's somebody out there that might be struggling with trying to discern between the Sabbath, whether it's going to be Saturday or Sunday, what advice, if any, would you give them, Sir Ben?
My advice would be not to be concerned about that. My advice would be is to get to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, because he is the one that saves you, not the day, not the doctrines that we have, not none of that. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can go to church on the Sabbath. You can try to keep every commandment you can and still lose your soul. I love when people talk about the Bible and they know all the rules and this, but I have to ask the question, do you really believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior? Because if it is, then we don't need to have these type of dialogues. We should be able to see our brothers and sisters just as they are, our brothers and sisters, red, yellow, black, and white. They are all precious in His sight. When we get to heaven, we're going to find out there were some people that we may have hated in our lives that may have done horrific things that are going to be in heaven walking around. And so I want us to make sure we understand that just because we talk about commandments and doctrines and stuff, we better have the love of Jesus Christ in our heart, because if we don't, it don't matter what day you serve on.
Uh-huh.
Well, so, Sir Ben, that's a very interesting point. But what, I mean, I'm just asking here. I want to go back to God. If we were to read his scripture and we look at that fourth commandment, give us, in your opinion, the relevance of that. Then we're going to ask Pastor Cole his thoughts on that as well.
Well, listen, remember why the commandments were given? Because and first of all, do we know how many commandments there were? There were thousands of commandments. There were not just the 10 that we read about on the text. There were thousands. And so what God was saying is, I'm going to give you all these commandments to let y'all know that you can't keep them all. That's why you're going to need a Savior. That was the reason for the commandments, to let us know, oh, okay, y'all want all these, you want these commandments? Okay, here you go. Guess what? You're not going to be able to keep them. Because,
well,
what
is
the Bible
my understanding, my research.
If you break one commandment, you're breaking them all.
Yeah, can we hear you?
Sorry?
My research has led to there being, like the Jewish have, and somebody correct me if they know differently, but my research has indicated that the Jews have about 613, but the King James Version of the Bible, it shows 10. And the New Testament of that shows 2, which the 10 from the Old Testament are based on. We're going to ask you to stand by, Sir Ben, just for a moment. Let me go to the phone lines once again. I want to bring in Marva. Marva, thank you for your patience. We want to get back to you. Marva, let me ask you, in your opinion, do you think it matters what day we worship on?
Jesus,
all right, perhaps Marva is not.
No, I'm here.
We're gonna, all right, Marva,
I'm here,
did you hear the question?
Jesse.
All right, did you hear the question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give us your thoughts, please.
I said Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That means once you step over that non-believing, smoking, drinking, whatever, all of that stuff, and you say, oh, I accept Christ as my personal Savior, then you begin to understand and you begin to follow his commandments. Those commandments, there is nothing in them that is bad. The Sabbath day is a rest day. And God gave that to us so that we can rest. On Saturday, I don't feel guilty for not doing anything, for just going to church and enjoying nature. But if it was a Wednesday, I sure would feel guilty for not washing the clothes or not doing anything. You know what I mean? So
yes, but I want to come back to something that you said. You started out, Ms. Marva, you started out by saying, mm-hmm. if we give up the smoking and drinking. But the smoking and drinking really are not part of the Ten Commandments. So is this something that man has made up? I'm just asking here. Because you mentioned if we give up the smoking and drinking, that is not in the Ten Commandments. So what are you referencing that to?
No, that came from Paul in the New Testament when he said, your body is the temple of God, so you must respect it, and whatever you eat or drink, you must drink to his glory. So
all right, but you mentioned the
deleterious.
And I'm thinking that that's how, you know, with all due respect to what you're saying, that I believe that mm-hmm. that's how we get so many different denominations because, I mean, and I'm changing subjects and changing directions here because I believe that mm-hmm. that's where deviations sometimes come into play because we take mm-hmm. maybe 10 commandments, and let's just say, for example, let me give an analogy here. And this is simply my opinion, you all. If I'm a preacher here and I followed under the guidelines of another preacher who educated me with his, his ideologies, his philosophies, his belief system, okay, and then I adopt that as my own. However, it got to the point where now we sort of differed in certain aspects of this. Maybe another light came to me or a light bulb went off, and I don't believe everything that preacher says, so now we fall out. So then I say, okay, I'm starting my own over here. And I'm going to come up with my rules based on some of the commandments, but my convenience to get my parishioners to come. And now I got some followers, men and women, who are following what I put together as doctrine. And then one of the ladies or the man says, no, Dr. Walker, I don't believe this like you do. Then they branch off, and then they get people that branch off, and then they get people that branch off. That's like my research. It's where all of these different religions, somebody separated. It's almost like the Muslims, when you had, even with Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X, they had a falling out. And so now Malcolm X no longer agreed with some of the things that Elijah Muhammad was saying, and he had impregnated women, and, you know, and it's like he didn't agree with certain things. So then they branched off and, you know, research that, you all. But I believe that's how these different denominations come into play. That's just my opinion, you all. But we're going to go back up here now, and I want to bring in, wow, we're almost out of time. Pastor Rowe, I want to bring you in. Pastor Rowe, we've heard a lot tonight about the different religions. You know, people have given their perspectives. What are you taking from any of this tonight, Pastor Rowe? And then we're going to ask Ms. Lewis to close us out. You have about 90 to close us out with your thoughts on why do we have so many religious denominations. You only have 90 seconds, Ms. Lewis. All right, Pastor Rowe. Well, what do you take from this, if anything?
Okay, I'll just say this, too, and I take my hats off to Sir Ben when he had said what he said, you know, and it's, everything is motivated by the Spirit. The Ten Commandments, it all can be reduced to two things. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, thy soul, and thy spirit, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And I say that to say this, you know, we're on a great mission of serving others and helping others. You know, I'm not going to get caught up in, you know, this sixth day or the seventh day. I'm caught up with these nations that we've got, Haiti, Jamaica, Africa, and Haiti and Jamaica, Africa, you name U.S., you name them all. Our focus and concern is serving and helping our fellow man, not getting caught up in all this Saturday and Sunday, but reaching out to make a difference in the lives of people and helping hurting humanity. And Sir Ben, you had it right when you said don't get caught up in these things. It's about the spirit of the matter, loving our God, but loving our neighbor as ourselves, and that's what we're about, helping hurting humanity. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right, we're going to thank you for that. And I just go ahead. Why do we have so many religious denominations? Ms. Lewis, we're going to ask you to close us out. Ms. Lewis, are you there? Ms. Lewis, perhaps Ms. Lewis is not there to close us out with tonight's program. So we'll go with a couple of more questions here and bring in, you know, I do believe that it's important that we do whatever you decide, you know, and certainly this program has not been presented to be a judgment to anyone on the program. This has not been a program to judge whether you're getting it right or wrong. Many of us have expressed our individual opinions based on our own ideologies, based on even our own research, you know, but I've just say to all of us, and me included, you know, study to show thyself approved. Study to show thyself approved. And I believe that this is what God wants us to do. And if the Spirit convicts you to being Saturday is the Sabbath or Sunday is Sabbath, whatever the Spirit convicts upon your heart, but I encourage you, don't just take what man says, but ask the Spirit to lead you. Ask the Spirit to lead you into spirit and in truth so that you can be honoring God's word. And you know what? Even when we are doing that, whether we go on Saturday or Sunday, you know, there's still other things that we fall short on. So I like what has been said throughout tonight's program. What we're doing is loving the Lord God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. And then the second likened to it in the New Testament, new testimony in the New Testament, and that is to love thy neighbor as thyself, as Pastor Rose has said, and I believe that's important. But now it comes down to a subjective, individual thing. You know, I've chosen Saturday as my Sabbath. If you've chosen Sunday as your Sabbath, that's between you and the God that you serve. And I believe we're facing one God. On that note, we're clearly out of time. I want to thank all of you all for joining us tonight, taking time out of your busy schedules. And I want to remind you all that there is nothing greater than love. You know you're out there, you all. So I want to say to you all, please join us back here next Thursday for the Dr. Just Walk Show. It's a show that you will not, I guarantee you don't want to miss next Thursday's show. And then, of course, if you choose to bypass next Thursday, join us back here next Friday. When you thought tonight's topic was deep, you will not want to miss that one either. Listen, until next Thursday or until next Friday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, night, God bless. Thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Great
good night.
Show. And
great
love
discussion.
Really very powerful. I enjoy the show. God bless you.
Great show. Good night, Dr. Walken. Good night, Marjorie Cross.
Good night. Good night, everyone on the show. God bless you. Great show. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.